You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Wadamuli, this is NITV Radio and I'm Kerry Lee Harding. And coming up for you now, an interview with the Honourable Ken Wyatt, AM MP, Minister for Indigenous Australians. And our yarn is on the unfolding situation with COVID-19 across the country, and in particular Sydney and the western region of New South Wales, with COVID now affecting Aboriginal communities in the region. Now, Minister, I'm wondering, how concerned are you about the current situation of COVID cases unfolding in the community across different parts of western New South Wales, including the towns of Dubbo, Bourke and Walgett?
I see, I'm extremely concerned because unless we start to change our thinking and take the view that these vaccines are going to save me, we need to make sure that every family member has the vaccinations that are going to save lives. Because what really struck me yesterday in that media interview that we did with the Prime Minister was when the Chief Medical Officer said that everyone who'd had the vaccines did not progress to a stage where they needed to be hospitalised. They were treated at hospitalisation and intensive care units. They do not see them go into, so the vaccinations work. And we have to protect our knowledge, our history and our people.
And let's talk about those vaccination numbers, if we can, please, Minister. Just 30% of Indigenous people are partially vaccinated, while only 15% are fully vaccinated across the country. Why do you think these numbers are so low when compared to the general population, do you think?
I think there's a couple of things. One is the choices we make as individuals and as family. I think the other issue is people reading stories about blood clots, which only happen in rare occasions. And that's sort of frightened them. But I think the other thing is, because we are in country towns, isolated locations, we think that the virus won't come to us. Whereas in capital cities, you expect it. And I know some of our people, having been out in the bush over many years in communities, that's over there. That's not here. And I think some of that is prevailing as well. And that's why we've got to stop that and say, OK, let's start a campaign as a community have our vaccinations.
I understand there is genuine fear and concern mounting within the communities across western New South Wales, Minister. What would you say to Aboriginal community members who are not feeling okay at the moment with this current situation?
Look, I would tell them to become involved, go to their ATCHOs. We also have the ADF, the Australian Defence Force. We have 10 vaccination teams now in the area, and the first 5 teams start in Dubbo today. We also have AusMat, which will send teams into the region, and they'll have doctors, nurses, and possibly a pharmacist as well. So we're coordinating with New South Wales Health, the National Indigenous Australian Agencies, working very closely with the Commonwealth Health and State Health, and we're picking up activity on the ground, and we're talking to people and encouraging leaders to encourage their families to go and get vaccinated. And with this extra support, it's going to make a difference. So we should get everybody saying, I'm going to get my vaccine today. I'm going to go and line up. I want to protect my family. And I saw a superb video promotion that was done by the Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Service, where they show a mother picking up her daughter and her children as they grow up. And it then goes to an image of that mother being in a hospital bed on a respirator and the daughter standing at the window. And the message was, she cared for you when you were growing up. Care for her now before she becomes infected with COVID. And the message was, get vaccinated. Because that's what we've got to think about. If we bring it home, the very people we love are the people that we may pass it to, who may have complex health conditions, and they become infected. They will struggle. This virus, the Delta strain, is very different to COVID-19. it does cause death, and we're seeing that in Sydney. So to all of our mob, doesn't matter where you are, whether you're in Katherine, Lajimanu, or in WA, but in particular in New South Wales at the moment, go and get your vaccine, because our families move across large areas.
I'm also wondering, Minister, will there be more vaccines on their way for these communities in New South Wales in the western regions?
Yes, there are. There's 6,600 additional Pfizer doses that have been delivered in the last few days in Western Sydney. So supply is being ramped up, and it's making a difference for Western New South Wales. Those extra doses means that people should go and get their first shot, and our children from the age of 12 upwards are eligible for the vaccines, because our children are vulnerable as well. And on that basis, go with your family and elders and leaders of organisations. Go door to door. Go and see people where you're allowed to in your communities and say, have you been vaccinated? And then say, hey, uncle, aunt, mum, dad, uncle, head off to the GP, head off to the community controlled health service in your town and go and get your vaccine so you can protect all of us and you can protect yourselves.
You mentioned earlier in our conversation about the ADF teams and the AusMAT teams, the Australian Medical Assistant teams, being sent out to Western New South Wales. What would you say to some community members who may not feel comfortable with seeing army members on the streets in their community?
Well, what we have is nurses in those teams. We have medics. And possibly a pharmacist in those teams. So they're really doctors and nurses. They just happen to be in a military uniform. And what's been good in this whole outbreak is where we've seen military teams, who are the nurses and doctors, they have been superb with people. Don't be concerned about the uniform. What they're doing is showing compassion. They're giving up their time. A lot of them are reservists who take time off work to go and do what they're doing in Dubbo and in that western New South Wales region. And they'll take care of you. It's the more points that we access, the better it is for our people. And, of course, the ACOs are working with them as well.
We, of course, are seeing numbers rising each day across Sydney and New South Wales. Are you concerned that putting extra police force on the streets across Sydney will disproportionately impact First Nations people, Minister?
No, what I'd say to our people is don't go out, stay home. Because when you go out, it's like if somebody has had COVID and they've touched door handles, they've touched different things, and you go and touch the same things, you have a good chance of picking up that virus. And that's why washing your hands are absolutely important. It's like dipping your hand in water paint and then just sort of walking along, touching everything. And you can see what you've touched if you do it. The virus is the same. And that's why stay home unless it's absolutely necessary to go shopping and get other things that are important. But if you get symptoms, even a sore throat and a sniffle, go and have a COVID test, because you don't want to be in a situation where you think you're okay when in fact you're not. But again, vaccinations, go and get that needle. It doesn't harm you at all. It protects you.
I completely understand, Minister. Some good messaging, positive messaging we need to get out to community today. And the lockdown and current outbreak in Canberra, of course, puts the next Parliament sitting weeks at risk. Are you comfortable with attending Parliament in the coming weeks, or do you think it will go ahead?
I'm sure that we will go ahead. But people who are outside of Canberra now, the ACT, probably won't be allowed back in because they will have to self-isolate. But there are plenty of members of Parliament who've remained and who are obeying the instructions that the ACT government has put in place. But we do have a quorum to hold Parliament. The Prime Minister made that comment yesterday. But even here, I've been in Canberra since coming here for the first sitting week. I didn't return home because if I had been exposed to a COVID site, then I didn't want to take back to my wife and to my family a COVID virus. So I remained in Canberra to make sure that I'm okay, and I'll be tested before I go back to WA to make sure that I don't have COVID. But Look, when we've got a quorum, there is no reason for the Parliament not to sit because there is important legislation that we have to deal with, and there is the business of leadership of running the country when we have so many challenges on our plate at the moment.
And you just mentioned there important legislation that needs to be dealt with. Do you think that the voice to Parliament will be legislated this term, Minister?
Well, I've just finished going through the report, and I intend having a discussion with the Prime Minister about the findings and the recommendations with a focus on local and regional voice, because I want to get the voices of people at the community level right. And it was interesting reading an article about a speech that Neville Bonner gave when he came in here. He said, we need to listen to the voices at the community level. And 50 years later, I'm hoping to put into place what Neville had as a dream, in honour of him, but more importantly, so that our people can get their voices heard and their local issues addressed, and then we'll have the regional voice. I want to get those two right first, and then we'll progress to the other.
I was watching your press conference yesterday, and you did mention that yesterday was indeed a game changer. What did you mean by saying this, Minister?
The game changer was the additional resources that are being brought in. I worked in New South Wales, so I know that the Aboriginal health workers, when I worked there, weren't allowed to give injections or vaccinations. And if that's still the case in New South Wales, then that means you have to rely on nurses and doctors. By having the additional teams like the ADF and AusMed and anybody else that we bring in to the region is a game changer, because you've got more people that our mob can go to, more points at which you can go and have a vaccination. And the ACOs will continue to play their important roles.
Thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio today, Minister Ken White. Much appreciated, and do take care. It's been an absolute pleasure having a yarn with you. Thank you so much for joining us to get this really important messaging out to community today.
Mary Lee, you take care, and thank you to Indigenous media.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.